The travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Travelers of Difficult Paths. And inshallah again we'll be hearing about the andaz, the manner of our pious predecessors رحمهم الله تعالى when facing difficulties in the path of Allah سبحانه وتعالى and what we can learn from their blessed lives. But before we begin, let us hear an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif Salat ala Nabi. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is reported to have said, صلوا علي فإن صلاتكم علي كفارة لكم. That send salat, salutations upon me, for indeed your recitation of salat upon me is a means of expiation for you, meaning expiation for your sins. It will erase and remove your sins. Subhanallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Now when we study Islam, right from the beginning period, the early period, the era, the blessed time period of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, we realize that the difficulties faced by the Prophet alayhi salam and his companions alayhim ridwan paved the way for future generations to enter Islam in a much easier way. Meaning the foundations for Islam laid then have benefited the people throughout the ages, and those sacrifices have ensured that today, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, all parts of the globe have Muslims living there. And that's not to say there's no difficulty today. The challenges are different. The difficulties have taken on a different image, a different state. But, of course, it goes without saying that those difficulties in the initial period were unique. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated towards this when he said that the way I have been tested in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the path of Allah azza wa jal, the way I have been made to face difficulties, no one has faced them in that same manner. Meaning none from the Anbiya alayhi salam, the Mursaleen, have ever faced the same level of difficulty. And we know about the trials faced by the Anbiya alayhi salam. But as for the trial and difficulty faced by the Prophet alayhi salam, this was unique to him alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, who faced those difficulties in the early period, where people were adamant in erasing Islam, removing Islam from the hearts of people. And the Quran even says, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They intend to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. And Allah will complete His Noor. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Even if the disbelievers detest this. So, in the early period, the persecution carried out in Makkah is known to all. Then after Hijrah as well, there was still intense opposition. Look at the Battle of Badr. 313 people were rewarded for that battle from the Muslim side. But the Kuffar, they had 1,000 members. The Muslims lacked provisions. The Kuffar, they had artillery, weaponry, provisions, which were to a greater extent. Look at the Battle of Uhud. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 700 people with him. And the kuffar, the disbelievers, had 3,000 people. So Badahir, seemingly, there's no competition. There's no way they can compete with that many people in the opposition army. And when we look at the preparation of both armies, Muslim army and the disbelieving army, Allahu Akbar, the difference is astounding. On the one side, you have the kuffar who are eating to their stomachs filled. Ma'adallah, they indulged in all types of sins, drinking, eating what they like, doing what they like, fulfilling their carnal desires. and they're prepared fully for battle. On the other hand, you have the Muslim army, and this is narrated by our ulama, the biographers, that there were occasions when a Muslim would have a date and he would place that date in his mouth and he wouldn't consume it, rather he would just suck on that date so that the juices from the date would enter his throat. And that was nourishment for him. Meaning if he ate the entire date, what would he eat next time? So when he would take it out of his mouth, put it back into his pocket, he would wait until he required it again, pull it out of his pocket. And this was the state of the Muslims. Allahu Akbar. When he was asked from these same warriors of Islam that how did you manage to survive on one date? And they would reply and say, we only realized the value of a date when it would finish. And look at the difference. The kuffar, they're eating and drinking what they like. So the Prophet ﷺ faced many tests. The purpose of this episode is not to go through those difficulties, but instead we're going to talk about a particular aspect of the Muslims and how they faced those difficulties and how they reacted to those difficulties. And this reaction of the Muslims when facing difficulties is what we need to take heed from, take lessons from today. So we know the Prophet ﷺ and the Muslims were persecuted in Makkah al-Mukarramah. We know the Prophet ﷺ went to Taif and again, Ma'adallah, was treated in a very ill manner. These all are individual topics themselves. We've discussed these. And the Prophet ﷺ faced those difficulties. His Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in faced those difficulties. And of course, his blessed family, his honorable offspring, his awlad karima, they face those difficulties as well. So in this episode, in particular, we're going to discuss the difficulties faced by the household of the Prophet ﷺ in terms of not having provisions, lack of provisions, not having access to food, and how they coped with that, how they reacted to that, how they showed the way for all Muslims until the end of times. Life is against you, how are you supposed to react? Inshallah, we will have a look at this. Now, first of all, remember that the ulama have said there are two types of faqr, poverty. Faqr ittirari and faqr ikhtiyari. Faqr ittirari is when a person is compelled to be in a state of poverty. He has no option, meaning he barely makes ends meet. He's poor by essence. And faqr ikhtiyari is the opposite, totally different. Faqr ikhtiyari is when a person chooses poverty over affluence. So his faqr is not because of his ahwal, his halat, but rather he himself chooses to be in that state. In regards to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the faqr he faced throughout his blessed life, and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan faced it as well, this was faqr ikhtiyari. This wasn't a situation that he was compelled to be in, alayhi salatu wasalam. Rather, he chose to be in that state. Otherwise, there are so many narrations which tell us, inform us that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had wealth in his house. He had access to funds, but he would give them away in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not at ease until he had distributed the wealth amongst the poor Muslims, those who were actually suffering from poverty. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam desired for this state. The Prophet alayhi salam requested in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, I desire to eat one day and to remain hungry another day. The day in which I eat, I will be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the day in which I will not eat, I will remain patient. So this was the state that the Prophet ﷺ chose himself. It's a lesson for the Muslims as well. Imam Muslim, in his Sahih, states that Sayyiduna Nu'man radiallahu an narrates that Sayyiduna Umar Farooq radiallahu an, who was the second Khalifa of the Muslims, in his era, during his reign, when futuhat, victories, increased for the Muslims, conquests. In that time, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu passed by a few people who were sitting and they were discussing these conquests, that Islam is spreading, Islam is expanding, there are so many victories, conquests. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu addressed them. And he said, you are speaking about futuhat, conquests and victories, whereas before me I have the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this state, that he would remain hungry throughout the day, the entire day. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet alayhi salam did not have such amount of dates in his possession which would allow him to satiate himself. Meaning this amount of dates did not even exist in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was trying to make these people realize that, look, today we have a different time period. Today we have affluence. Today we have futuhat. But I remember that time when the Prophet alayhi salam went through that hardship. That is before my eyes. Allahu Akbar Kabir. How could the Sahaba forget that time? And we can't relate, unfortunately, because many of us are born in situations where we never have to face poverty. Alhamdulillah, that's good. We should make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because of that state, we many a times forget and are unmindful that the earlier Muslims had to struggle immensely. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu states that once he was in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was offering salah while sitting. He says, I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this that I am seeing, that you are offering salah while sitting? Even though, meaning through the Prophet alayhi salam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu knew that standing is afdal, standing is superior in salah. So he mentioned this. He wanted to know the reason behind the Prophet alayhi salam sitting. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as we know, would normally stand and offer salah, all of his salah. But towards the end of his blessed life, his stay on earth, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would face hardship or pain, then what would happen? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would sit and offer salah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu states, when I asked this, the Prophet alayhi wasallam replied, oh Abu Huraira, because of not eating, because of not consuming anything. Obviously, when a person doesn't eat, weakness appears in his body. The Prophet ﷺ said, because of not eating, I am sitting and offering my salah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu states, when I heard this reply of the Prophet ﷺ, I began to cry when I heard that the Prophet ﷺ is saying, I'm sitting and offering salah because I have not ate. The Prophet ﷺ said, oh Abu Huraira, why are you crying? Do not cry. And then the Prophet ﷺ encouraged the Sahabi. This is encouragement for all of us. He said, whoever tolerates hunger in the dunya in order to earn thawab, in order to earn reward, his accountability will be taken lightly in the hereafter. It will be made easy in the hereafter for him in terms of his accountability. This is that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is that master of creation alayhi salatu wasalam, regarding whom it's mentioned in the Quran, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. O beloved, because of you, because of your wasila, the former and latter members of your ummah forgiven. This is that Nabi alayhi salam through whose wasila we'll all be forgiven. He alayhi salam is saying, whoever tolerates hunger in the dunya to earn reward, his accountability will be taken lightly. Meaning, there is no question in the mind of a believer that the Prophet alayhi salam is maqbool عند Allah, is accepted in the court of Allah. He will intercede for us. He will have us forgiven. Yet he is saying this out of humbleness, that I am remaining hungry because I want to attain the reward of a light accountability in the Akhirah. Another narration, which is also reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family spent many months in this state, that the fire would not be lit in their homes, there would be no lantern lit in their homes. If they obtained or acquired some oil, they would apply it to their bodies. And if they attained fat, meaning when we have meat, there's a fatty part which normally is removed. If that was attained, then they would eat it. This was the state of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. The Prophet alaihi salam, what didn't he have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Prophet alaihi salam told us in a hadith, إِنَّمَا أَنَا قَاسِمٌ وَاللَّهُ يُعْطِي. He distributes the blessings of Allah. But look at his own state. He chose to be in that state. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أُعْطِيتُ مَفَاتِيحَ خَزَائِنِ الْأَرْضِ. I have been granted the keys to the treasures of the earth. Meaning the Prophet alayhi salam, if he wanted, he could have lived a very lavish life, very easy life. But he chose faqr, فقر اختياري. الله أكبر. So in his family, in his household, many days have passed where they haven't ate. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, when he was narrating this, some people said, then how did the Prophet ﷺ and his family spend their time? How did they pass this time, this difficult time? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, using two black things, dates and water. There were many days in the family of the Prophet ﷺ, the household of the Prophet ﷺ, where apart from these two things, dates and water, there was access to nothing else. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Sayyidina Masrooq rahmatullahi alayhi states, I entered the court of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, and she ordered for food to be brought for me. And she said, when I eat more than required, on those days when I eat more than my fill, I want to cry, I want to shed tears. And I said, Sayyidina Masrooq rahmatullahi alayhi says, I asked Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, why is this? Tell me the reason. And she said, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was in this world, and prior to his passing, there was never a day wherein the Prophet alayhi salam ate bread and meat twice. There was never a day when the Prophet alayhi salam ate bread and meat twice in a single day. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Views of Madri Channel, think of that time. And look at our situation today. There may be situations where we wake up and we eat meat. We have meat for lunch, chicken for lunch. Again in the evening, we eat the same thing. We just change. Obviously, the dish is slightly changed. There's so many cuisines nowadays, so many restaurants, so many takeaways, so many people who make the food in their home as well. If it's halal, alhamdulillah, it's rewardable. The point we're trying to make here is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ate meat with bread twice in a day. And look at the state today. We have that ease, we have that luxury. Yet do we show shukr? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family showed sabr in their state. You will never find that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because it was faqr ikhtiyari, they chose that state. But today, despite having everything, we are ungrateful. You know, just think about it. Has there ever been a night that has passed in our lives? For majority of people, especially those living in Western countries, where we had no food on the table. I personally can never ever think of a time in my life. I'm sure millions of other Muslims, they will say the same thing. We've never had a day in our life where because of our poverty, we didn't have access to food. Because of faqr. But the Prophet ﷺ practiced faqr. So this is a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that is left. We should think about those who are less fortunate. We should try and help them. And inshallah, when we help others, Allah will help us. We lose sight of the blessings we have due to being engrossed in thoughts of amassing more. Those blessings we don't have keep us distracted from the blessings we do have. Oh, I haven't got a five-bedroom house. I haven't got a driveway, a garage. I don't have three reception rooms. I don't have a lengthy garden. I don't have this and I don't have that. And we forget about the blessings we do have. Remember, your situation is desired by another person, but you're desiring to be in someone else's shoes. There are people out there who would love to be in our situation. That at least he has a house, at least he has shelter, at least he has, alhamdulillah, steady income, at least he has enough funds to not have to stress, at least he's not debt-ridden to such an extent that he wakes up and he's stressed, he goes to sleep and he's stressed. Our ahwal are much better than many other people. And we forget about that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family taught us sabr, shukr, be patient upon your state, show gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah your state will change. And this is that blessed household who no one can match. The Sadat-e Kiram, the family members of the Prophet alaihi wasallam, the Ashraf, most noble lineage in mankind. But look at their qualities as well. Look at their attributes as well. Try and implement those in your lives. Inshallah, you will gain nobility as well. May Allah Ta'ala enable all Muslims to be from the Sabireen, from the Shakireen, and from those who don't always have these thoughts running in their mind day and night of amassing more and more and more. Remember, the more you amass, the more accountability. And we heard about the blessings of having less accountability in the Akhirah as well. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those who are content with His Rida, with His will, and with whatever He has given us. Inshallah, this will lead to blessings, barakat in our wealth, in our health, in our household, in our well-being. Inshallah. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
The travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths, travelers of difficult paths.